Yes, sir. Chiellini comes. Chiellini come. Rattle, do you kill a rattlesnake? Any come.
We used to catch a lot of them in the watermelon fields, you know, when we was working in watermelon. We'd get enormous, you know. A boy caught one out there just about that long. Just walked up to him. He act like he gonna bite, you know, but ain't nothing to it. Boy caught him, dressed down, caught him for the back of his head. That snake went around his arm, and you could see him. You could see his arm. When that snake went around his arm, he tightened up on him so tight, you could just see popped up just like that. And that snake hold him. He hold that snake then, and after a while, he caught the snake's head. Then unwind him, you could see the print. Turned that snake all the way around his arm. That's right. Well, you had to stop the blood circulating, you know, it's just a hey, chain colors, just as white, where that snake had him tightened him up, you know. And he said, hey, you know one thing? I said, what? That rascal is strong. He said, hey, my arm's so tight.
I'll tell you, a mean snake where I'm from, the moccasin, y'all got those?
Oh, Lord, yeah, we got
them. They'll come after you.
We got them. Yes, sir. And me and my brother, I don't guess too many of them now. Either we don't be around the woods, it's so much land and cleared up now, and all that kind of stuff been mostly left out. You take gophers. There used to be plenty of gophers. That's what we used to live off of, gophers. No gophers now. Over in the field over here last week. I went over there and I stayed away from the garden about a couple of days. When I went there and I was walking around looking, and I seen a gopher had made a hole in my garden. And I wanted to just part of that up where I had to get a feed thing, you know, the week. And I said, Lord, I hate to run over this gopher, you know, and cover him up and everything. And I say, but I said, I can't let my garden go on account of this gopher. And I went there, I took my tractor and went on out there, and I just over the hole and everything. I just dissed my garden, part of my garden up real good. And it was done time to rain a lot, you know. And it rained a couple of days, so. Then it stopped, and I went back over there to see, I'd go over and see how it looked, and then I'd make my rolls up. I went over there and the gopher hadn't come out. And then when he come out, it must have rained just as he got come out or rained while he was coming out one. Had him covered hole back up where he come out, you know, and he couldn't find where his hole was. He had to travel all around there, you know, and so I got him and I brought him here. And I wanted to make a pen for him. I said, no, I ain't gonna pin him up, I'm gonna let him go. I turn him on his back out there. I say he won't go. I come in, ate breakfast that morning. I went back out to get him to carry him back down over in the field and turn him loose. I go ahead and turn himself over and was gone. I never could find him. Never could find my gopher no more. So he got away from him. Yeah. And I seen times though, he'd have been in the pot. He'd cook that gopher, but time.
How do you clean those things?
Well, you split his down this side of shell, and you split down this side of shell, then you take your knife and take the bottom shell off, you know, and his legs, you don't eat nothing but the legs, you know. And the legs right there where you can just pull them out, you know. Mm-hmm.